Welcome to The Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. Hi, Karen.
Hello, Michael.
What story do you have today?
Here's one from Eric Ansel.
It was 1979. I just got done leaving the big firm in Miami to start my own little practice in Miramar. Myself, two law school students, and one secretary that doubled as the receptionist. My choices in June were to join the Chamber of Commerce at Miramar and go around and start scouting up business. Secondly, get a hammer and nail and start banging away at the office to fix things up. Or thirdly, accept my buddy Fletcher's invitation to run off to Kodiak, Alaska to can salmons for the summer. A nanosecond later, I made the decision and was on my way to beating my way to Alaska up the Inland Passage. You got to understand, this is 1979. This is 25 years after statehood in Alaska. Half the people in Kodiak where I worked didn't even realize they were part of the United States. And the other half could have cared less. By the time I got there, I found out that my job was to work on the docks of the salmon cannery, which was basically taking salmon, which are a miraculous fish, and process them into the cannery. You've got to understand the life cycle of a salmon. A salmon, when it's born, has a 1 in 100 chance of living, but it comes back right to where it was spawned, within like 100 feet of where it was spawned, the 1 in 100 that make it. And those are the ones that we're dealing with. Incredible creatures. They look completely different going downstream. It's a cute little fish versus what they look like when they come upstream. They got to jump across all these currents that go back against it just to get to the spot where they were born 5 years before. Noble beasts, these animals, and I really respected them. My job was to get in the hold of a huge ship, a mothership, that would collect all the salmons from the fishermen, bring them to our dock, and we had to take little hose and get on top of a hold. I want to say there must have been 10,000 salmon there, and it was all day, one at a time, pushing these dead salmon. I'm stepping on their heads and their eyes and their guts and putting them in the little elevators, taking them up to the dock where they would get processed. It was really disturbing to be around so many dead fish, such noble dead fish, and I just didn't like the idea of doing this. So the salmon got their revenge on me. Because when it got to be the end of the day, when there may be only a couple hundred salmon left in the hold, I was taking the hoe and pushing them into the elevator. Now, you got to understand, there was 4 or 5 of us there. There was the Japanese guy whose father owned the place. There was the surfer from Malibu that would come up to Alaska during the summer to make money. There was the lifeguard from Hawaii that did the same thing. They'd come to Alaska for the summer and go back down south for the winter. Had a very pretty neat lifestyle. And some other local Inuit Indian. When it came time for the end, I was the only one still working. The other 4 sat down, were smoking cigarettes and just watched me, because after 10 hours of standing on dead fish, the day was pretty much over. As they were smoking their cigarettes, they saw what was going to happen, and I had no idea. The current that's being caused by the water that's being pushed through a hose to make it easier to shove the salmon into the elevators created a current, not unlike what a real live salmon has to face when it's going upstream to get back to the place where it gets spawned. I didn't know this. All I saw was the current hitting these dead salmon. I've been standing on their heads and hitting them with hose and beating up these dead salmon and all this bad karma I was creating. The salmon decided to take their revenge. As soon as they hit the current, these are dead salmon. I know they're dead, but because of the aerodynamics that God had given to these salmon to make it so they could get upstream better, as soon as the dead salmon hit the current, they turned right into it, nose first, and started wiggling. I didn't know that they were, like, not dead. I thought they'd, like, come back alive. So I took the hoe and started banging them on top of the head to make sure they were really dead. The four locals were just rolling. They couldn't have thought anything was funnier. As I was hitting them, I see these guys laughing. I'm like, get out of here. With one hand, I was trying to, you know, push to save them while I was hitting the salmon with the other hand as these revengeful salmons are attacking us. When I realized they were rolling on the ground for a reason and laughing, it occurred, it's my first day on the job, it occurred to me that the salmon, dead aerodynamically, was reacting to the force of nature by moving, actually moving upstream when the current would hit it. They had me working in a different position the next day. They had me working inside after that. Anyway, after a fun summer in Alaska, came back to my place in Miramar, started my practice, and decided salmon cannery in Alaska was for salmon canners and Alaskans. And little Jewish lawyers should stay in Miramar.
Eric Ansel with an experience while canning salmon in Alaska.
To me, this is a first day on the job story if ever there was one. I think anybody can relate to this story who has done something totally out of their comfort zone in front of people who are used to it, and you just don't know what you've gotten yourself into.
You learned so much on that first day.
And sometimes you never get a second day. And one of the terrific things he did was after he said toward the end of the story, it was his first day on the job, there was a pause. I mean, a lot of people who are not professionals forget how completely powerful silence can be. So he says, first day on the job, and then he pauses, and then he says, and the next day they had me working somewhere else.
Such a funny image he paints.
Absolutely. And he does it so well. First of all, he's got that amazing radio announcer's voice, even better than yours, Michael. He's just got that beautiful, wonderful, deep and lush voice.
He is on the radio. He's been volunteering for the radio reading service here at WLRN for many years.
And he uses language like a nanosecond later and billowy and noble beast to describe the salmon. And the way he uses his voice, like he says, miraculous, you know, very dramatic, very really fully present.
I like how he makes clear that those fish are dead. He's standing on their guts and their heads, and then all of a sudden makes it very clear that they all of a sudden became alive.
And the laugh, the natural laugh that comes out of him. You know, you can hear storytellers who have told the same story dozens of times, as I'm sure he has since 1979, and some of them make it sound like they're reliving it or they're hearing it for the first time, who doesn't sound like he's phoning it in, but is totally in the moment. That is a talented storyteller.
I also like how he started the story where he began his law firm, but he didn't take but a nanosecond to decide he'd try one more thing before he starts his practice.
Yeah, we really didn't know where this story was going at the very beginning. And it could have gone in at least three directions. And it went in certainly the most adventurous for him. Unfortunately, as he says, he got a lot of bad karma from
the dead fish.
From slapping all those fish with a hoe. But he might have gotten some bad karma from being a lawyer, too. Who knows? We get our karma where we can, and I'm sure he's gotten a lot of good karma from his job.
Well, thanks for bringing that story in, Karen. If our listeners have a South Florida story they'd like to share, how can they get in touch with you?
Send me an email to cneile, that's C-N-E-I-L-E, at fau.edu.
Our website also has contact information as well as archived stories, wlrn.org. Click on Radio and the Public Storyteller. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you, Michael. See you next week.
Dr. Karen Neal is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. My name is Michael Stock. The Public Storyteller returns next Sunday.